Now, if you ask yourself, hey, if I wanna, we talked about our eye is not a light meter, it doesn't see absolute amounts of light or absolute color. But if you wanna sort of communicate numerical information, which of the visual features should we be using? And the most powerful one is position, where you put something and the length of things. Hence, that's why we use bar charts. We have to measure lengths, we have to compare them with one another. And where things are. So maps, you encode things also in order to be able to tell distances based on differences in position. Then next down, so we have position and length that are allow us to get better accuracy in terms of how we interpret it visually. Next, further down, is angle. It's not as powerful, not as precise, but pretty decent. Then when we come into area, so representing things by the size of a circle or the area of something, we are not so good at inferring absolute value from that. And it gets even worse when we start looking at volumes. So all these three-dimensional bar charts are actually making maybe life a little harder than actually easier. And then if you try to represent things in terms of color or density of something, we can get qualitative information with that, but we're not very good at getting accurate inferences about what it about.